Eat Ingredients, Culinary Musing, Number 39, Food Stuff. Soupy soup. My sister requested that I post the winter, spring, April soup. This soup was created on my son's birthday. His birthday party was at a playground. The day was rainy and cold, but fun was had by all. After the party, we went home and had a warm bowl of this soup. I've been experimenting with this soup. I've eaten the soup hot, warm, and cold. I've counterbalanced the consistency and temperature of the soup with the climate outside. I've also played with the vegetables pureed or in fork-sized pieces. I was concerned that the papaya would not be an available ingredient, so I did not want to post the recipe. But in Philadelphia, I can't stop running into the fruit as I peruse the various produce markets. I asked one vendor, "What is the natural season for papaya?" He told me, "July through September." So there is no excuse for me not to post the recipe. Enjoy. Basil, chicken, and mushroom soup. Steamed chicken stock. Boiled garlic. Sea salt sparse. Olive oil, lentils, basil leaf, whole, fresh, mushrooms, button, cap, yellow squash, slivers, medium, white truffle oil, chicken, shredded, arrowroot powder, fowl fennel soup, stock, boiled yam, steamed asparagus, steamed chicken, fennel bulb, chopped, sautéed, lemon juice, olive oil, water, filtered, risotto, chives, dried chicken breast torn. Somber chicken soup. Chicken steamed, boiled. Basil leaves. Garlic slices, water filtered, broth strained, celery chopped, mushrooms, button diced, corn cob, wheels, brown rice, chicken, breast. Winter, spring, April, soup. One of two steamed chicken broths, boiled. Olive oil poured. Corn starch dumped. Carrots sliced. Half large garlic clove slivers. Half medium yellow onion pyramids. Brawny half plus quarter steamed half chicken. Torn. Sea salt shaken. Zucchini. Sliced slivers. Papaya. Diced tiny. Two of two steamed chicken broth. Added for soupy. Arrowroot. Tapped several times for thickness. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat, eat, eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2007 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.